Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Andrew Shatkin Blog Talk Radio Show. I have delayed this broadcast because I was very busy, but tonight I'm going to talk about one of my favorite, all-time favorite concerns and subject, and that is the subject of children. I'm a great fan of children. I love them. I treasure them. I want to talk to them. I love to relate to them. And most of all, Jesus made it clear in the gospel that the kingdom of heaven consisted of children, or people like children, innocence, thoughtful, etc. I wrote a book called Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy. I have a chapter on what's called Jesus and Children, and I'm going to get into it with you guys. But also I'd like to talk about a book, a very great book, by a man named Mortimer Adler. And he had a chapter on how to read philosophy, and he talked about children. I'd like you to hear what he had to say about children. Children ask magnificent questions, he said. Why are people? What makes the cat tick, etc.? Out of the mouth of babes come, he said, and Jesus said it too, if not wisdom, at least the search for it. Philosophy begins in wonder, according to Aristotle, and it begins in childhood, even if for most of it it stops there. So Mortimer Adler said that the child is the natural questioner, and he said, out of the mouths of children comes wisdom, at least a search for wisdom. The children are a natural questioner, not characteristic, distinguishes them from adults. Mainly, they have open minds. They're always questioning. They're always thinking. Adults do not lose the curiosity that seems to be innate of human trait, but their quality of curiosity, of wanting to get answers, and thinking deteriorates from time to time. They want to know whether something is so, not why. But children's questions are not limited to the sort that can be answered by an encyclopedia. I really suggest you read chapter 18 of his book, How to Read Philosophy. And he talks about children and how they have the quality of wonder and thought, and which, in some sense, they are more competent to think than adults. That is essentially what he says. But let's take a look at another chapter of mine in my book, Essays on Faith, Culture, Politics, and Philosophy, and I examine the issue of Jesus and children. As I say, Jesus had a great love for children, and he said the kingdom of heaven, the next life, consisted of children, where they were welcome there. And so the incident with children can be found in the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, verses 13 to 16, and we're told that children were brought to Jesus to touch. And the disciples rebuked the children, and Jesus' response was to allow the children to come to him, stating to them, that belongs the kingdom of heaven. To them belongs the kingdom of heaven. So they were brought to him to touch. The disciples objected to it, and Jesus said, bring them here, because that to them belongs the kingdom of God. And the narrative ends with a statement that whoever does not receive the kingdom of God like a child shall not enter it. And at this point, Jesus, it is seen as taking the children into his arms, blessing them, and laying his hand upon them. The incident is also found in the Gospel of Luke 18, verses 15 to 17. So when the children were brought to him and the disciples objected, Jesus' response was, to them belongs the kingdom of heaven. And then he went on to say, whoever does not receive the kingdom of heaven like a child shall not enter it. So this is a very puzzling incident that's difficult for us to truly grasp and understand. You and I know that the world values strength, power, wealth, sophistication, and perhaps being smart. The world often values people. I think they do often values people. I wrote something on this just a few hours ago. The world often values people and how they look and dress. But Jesus says we have to be like children to enter the kingdom of God, not to have power, not to have strength, not to have wealth, not to have sophistication, and not to be necessarily smart. He says that we have to be like innocent little children. And so this is very difficult to understand because that is not what the world particularly values. Children are generally seen as innocent, trusting, and obedient. They have those qualities, but they're not seen as equal in intellect to an adult. So it's the adults, the world of adults with power, wealth, sophistication, and education that the world values. And we all know that children are not equal in intellect to an adult. And although Mozart wrote a number of very great symphonies as a child, no child has ever written a great book in his very childish way at the age of five, or saved someone's life with surgery, or has had some form of success, or even written a great symphony, although Mozart, I have to say, wrote some very great symphonies when a little baby. To go on to what the world values, and doesn't value children particularly, it doesn't see them as people. The world values people, how they look and dress, whether they have strength, power, wealth, sophistication, or are smart. But in the present world, more to the point, does not value children and those qualities in children, but seems to put a great value in celebrities, people who have money and who are in the news, regardless of what kind of person they are on a moral or ethical basis. So the world values people on how they look and dress, on power, wealth, sophistication, and being smart, and does not particularly value children. It sees them as not unequal in intellect to an adult, and they're not, because no child has ever written a great symphony, written a great book, saved someone's life with surgery, or had a general some form of success. And the world values celebrities, people who are prominent, and doesn't value the kind of person on a moral or ethical basis. There are celebrities who are somewhat morally worthwhile people. But the great criterion of being a celebrity and what the world values is having a great deal of money and having our picture featured in the media. The world does value those kind of things, but hardly holds infants as the benchmark, as Jesus seems to conclude in this narrative about children. So let me offer you an explanation about why Jesus values children. Children offer, like God and Christ, unconditional love. Perhaps Jesus means here that the criteria to enter what he terms the kingdom of heaven are humility, unconditional love, and obedience. That is what Jesus seems to value in children, their unconditional love, their humility, and their obedience to their parents and to God and Christ. I don't think Jesus wants necessarily very smart people in that sense. In fact, he really seems to see it as an irrelevant quality in some sense. He values children for their humility, unconditional love and obedience, and he doesn't seem to want very clever people. He seems to see it as an irrelevant quality. And again, I've said this before, Jesus chose working men and fishermen to be his first disciples, which follows with his concern and attraction to children. Perhaps the best way to put it is only as a child, when our mind is not clouded with lies and falsehoods, can we truly have the relationship with God and Christ that is possible. It is possible that as a child, when our mind is not clouded and fooled with lies and falsehoods, that we can have a relationship with anybody, parent, God, Christ. It's only with the love of a child and the honesty of a child that we can approach the Holy God. Perhaps this particular narrative can be understood only as telling us that the values the world accords to people and puts upon them are not the true values of an innocent child who's capable of great love, trust, relationship, and humility. Perhaps Jesus is saying that it's only as a child who can understand the true nature of God. That's really what it's all about, I think. Why Jesus stresses and is attracted and says children are candidates for the kingdom of heaven? Why? Because children offer unconditional love like Christ does, like God does. He means the criterion of being a child of humility, unconditional love, and obedience. So God does not particularly want power or money or wealth or sophistication or being smart. He wants someone who's has unconditional love, whose mind is not clouded with lies and falsehoods. It's only in that way we can have the relationship with Christ or anybody. Only with the love of a child can we approach the Holy God or anybody. Perhaps Jesus is saying here that the values the world accords to people and puts them on them are not the true values of the innocent child. It's only a child who can understand those qualities of love which he offers to his parents and to all people and to God and Christ. Perhaps it's significant when we look at the creation of our parents, first parents, Adam and Eve. They initially had the innocence and qualities of children. They fell from that innocence and in that fall brought evil into the world. As a result, death, destruction, and a wickedness that is incomparable. I suggest you look at chapter 41, Jesus and Children, of my book, Essays in Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy, and also read Mortimer Adler's, a very bright man, tremendously intellectually capable person, Mortimer Adler. He wrote this book, How to Read a Book, and chapter 18, How to Read Philosophy, handles the matter of children, what he sees as what they have to offer us, as opposed to adults who don't seem to be able to get it as children get it. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed this little talk, and I suggest you read my book, Chapter 41, Jesus and Children, Essays in Faith, Politics, Culture, and Philosophy. It's found on page 114 and 115, and read Mortimer Adler's chapter on philosophy, where he talks about children as questioners and thinkers. Thinkers, for great thinkers, more so than adults. And that is in chapter 18 of his book, How to Read a Book, on pages, you'll find it on pages 270 and 271. Hope you enjoyed this talk today. I hope it's enlightened you or help you to the best of my ability in terms of your thinking. Hope you've enjoyed it.